but whenever you are comfortable, you stopped growing, and started dying. One of the principles I keep on repeating without it ever getting gotten, pretty much by anyone, is that you can't tell how intelligent you are, and you can't tell how intelligent a person you interact with is. The general principle is, you can only see maybe 10 points above your own IQ. You consider yourself more intelligent than you are, because they're very dupable. And you cannot see that if someone is a good talker, if they are entertaining, that doesn't mean they are intelligent. I recently measured the IQ of people in two of my programs. By the way, IQ is always a snapshot. When you are on a webinar, for example, you are always stupider by about 10% than your average IQ, although some people demonstrate an even bigger drop. I call it stupid air. When put on the spot, most people go stupid. There is another phenomenon. If and when someone has the soul corrections that is highly delusional, they feel smarter, at least some of the time, and they think that they are as smart as they are when they feel at their best. Why is this a problem? Because unless you interact with what is real, you are going to shoot blanks. You won't do the work, you won't listen to teaching and coaching, because you already know. Most likely you don't know Jack. As you may know, I embarked on a new coaching program a few weeks ago. Why? Did I need coaching? Not really. I am comfortable where I'm at, so no, I didn't feel I needed coaching. But whenever you are comfortable, you stopped growing, and started dying. This coaching program is 5 days a week, about 8 hours a week on the top of my already full schedule. I can feel it in my neck and shoulders. Tensing up. I am sleeping better, falling asleep faster, I am tired by the time I turn off the light. But I could see that I was already acclimating to it fast, so I bought a technical course, same people, and now I am really up to the wall. Grow or die. Kind of way. I've said before, and I will say it till I am blue in the face, unless it is painful you are not growing. And proof, pudding, whatever. I'm hurting. What is hurting? First off, the inflated ego that said, I already know everything I need to know. Yeah, you do. Lol. Yesterday I was on one of the sessions on business and it was painful to my ego. I coach business. I have been in business for 41 years. But what I heard there blew my mind. I had no idea. I know that unless I go back and learn it, verbatim, it will be just a storm in a teacup, useless to me. So I am going back, and I'll go back, every day, until I can recite the whole thing, until I know it well enough to teach it. Why is it necessary to learn it so deeply that you can teach it? Because the devil is in the details, oftentimes in the words. And observing my students, they miss it. They think they can use any odd words in any odd order, and say the same. Not so. In my humble opinion, in my own life, unless a course or a coaching program doesn't deliver enough in just one session to pay for the month, then either I was not a good fit for the course, I didn't have a foundation, for example, or it is overpriced. This coaching program, so far, has delivered enough value to pay for the month, and once I really learn and implement what I learned yesterday, will pay for itself for years to come. But the crux of the matter is this, if and when I really learn and implement what I learned. Luckily my ego doesn't prevent me from doing it. I know what it takes. Elbow grease. Diligence. Consistency, and putting aside the arguments, that I know it already and just buckle down. My IQ is more than double of most of my students, yet they don't learn what I teach, and hardly, if ever, implement it. Why? I just learned an answer today as I was looking for pictures for this post. I found several quotes is that you can teach anything to anyone. They have to teach themselves to learn. For example, this week I offered a complimentary private call to all my growth course participants. Three have scheduled, the rest. Not a peep. What's in the way? I just measured the student's vibration, so I don't talk out of my ass, and looked what's in the way. Just some examples. One person thinks she already knows what's important. One person is habitually offended. I must have said something in my Sunday rants that personally offended him. Or maybe he is busy. Busy is not always a good sign. One person has had many calls with me, so he stopped trusting himself. And one person I am completely clueless about. There are 7 people in one course. All my courses are small, so I have time to do one-on-one with everyone several times during a session. That is how I teach. When I look really closely, and feel what they feel, and listen to what they say inside their head, I can see is that they repeat the sentences of their ITCH. ITCH is what you made up when you were little, what you said people didn't give you, or who should you have been, what shouldn't you have done. If you said, I should already know, then you will not want to come to a call with me. Because your ego won't let you. Because, and it is really hard to hear, under the same breath you also say, I already know it, because not knowing it would mean something in your child brain, that you are nothing, that you are not smart enough, that you are defective, that you don't belong. Something along those lines. This is the work we did in the ITCH workshops, and unless you learn how to disengage those voices and return to sanity, you will be stuck. I say return to sanity, because it is insane repeating the same stupid sentences that were never true. Sanity is not possible while those voices are active. So you are as an insane person, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. The ITCH course is a recorded course. You can buy it here. It is a prerequisite to come to a live workshop on the technology of disabling, temporarily, the ITCH, the insanity. I know I should be selling you what you want, and what you want is someone with Harry Potter type 1 disappearing all the obstacles you have towards riches, happiness, health. No such thing. But this technology I teach is the closest thing to having a magic wand. Except that you need to learn how to wield it. If you insist on instant, this course is not for you. There are thousands of charlatans who are willing to sell you hope. Please go to them. But if you are willing to invest work, blood, sweat and tears into being your own person, this is for you. If you haven't completed the ITCH course, or the playground, this is your buying link to the ITCH workshop in the live session. Get your ITCH course, go to www.yourvibration.com/1/itch. And if you have, and know what is your ITCH, then you can just buy the live session. Get your live session. This offer is running with a special, get a hefty discount if you buy it before my birthday, September 4th midnight. Use coupon code BIRTHDAY on the checkout page to get the discount.